Hey, is this Steve?
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, Kyle over here with Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, I haven't catch you on the phone here in the last couple of weeks. Just wondering to know, I got a message from Leah, I believe.
Right.
And she said she was going to mail out all the documents, I guess.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them. I'm really kind of leery to send all this information, to be honest with you.
Okay, yeah, no, like through the mail, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you don't think there's any way we could possibly email it or fax it? Might be a little easier?
Well, no, there's like probably 60 pages.
Oh, 60 pages, alrighty.
My life's history, and I hate to get it in the wrong hand, you know?
No, I understand that completely. That's just how long all those bank statements were?
No, you asked for, tax info, and she's got it all, and it's got way too much information on it.
I really just needed the first two pages of the tax return.
Okay. So, the first two.
The first two and your most recent 6 months of bank statements and just the one page app, and that's all. So.
Right. All my bank statements kind of have the checks.
Yeah, the only reason we need to take a look at that there is just so we can, if we do get you set up for that capital, we are able to, you know, see how much you're bringing in and out a month. That way we can kind of determine, you know, what the best approval is and stuff along those lines. But 60 pages is quite a bit there. I would understand that too. But realistically, go ahead.
You need the first two pages of tax forms.
Yeah.
And for how many years?
Just for your most recent, so 2015.
Okay. Then you need bank statements.
Yep, and that's just from February of this year, so February, March, April, May, June, July. Actually, you might have August now, so.
So from February.
Yeah.
To August?
Yeah. Or actually from March to August.
March. Okay, I'll get it today to get pull that out and then I'll send it.
Okay, so were you still thinking about mailing or you want to try to, if that cuts it down a little bit, we might be able to fax it in it. Might be a little easier that way, don't you think?
Yeah, let's see how many pages she has, and then if it's not a lot, I'll fax it. If it is, I'll just mail it, but what's the fax again?
Hold on one second, let me find that. And then, so on your tax return, I really just need the pages that show your ownership and your gross annual sales.
Okay.
And so just those pages right there, and then our fax number over here when you're ready.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
And that's going to be 1-888-234-0177.
Okay.
And just to verify there, on your bank statements, if we do need all the pages, though. That is the only thing that might be a little challenging. But, just the first two that tax, the application, which is one page. So those three pages and however many you have for the last 6 months of your banks. So if that's not too many, if you just want to fax that over, that might cut a lot of time out of the process here and be able to get the ball rolling.
We'll have her do it, so.
Okay. What time should I expect that, possibly?
I don't know. I'm going to call her now, see if I can get her in today. She wasn't scheduled to work, but I will see if I can get her.
Okay. I'll give you a call back here. Maybe it's, 10:30 over there right now.
Right.
I'll give you a call maybe around 1 if I haven't heard nothing. Maybe 1:32. Okay.
Fine.
Alrighty. Alright, Steve. Well, good talking to you. Glad I got you back on the phone, and hopefully we can make this process a little simpler for you.
Okay.
Alrighty. You have a good one. Look forward to hearing from you. Bye.